Crystal River Elementary 4th grade students and Ms. Hamilton and Mrs. McMichael's reading group wrote this I Believe essays because we want the public to hear our opinions.
I believe in women's rights. I'm not saying that men don't deserve rights, but women should be equal to men. My friends and I were playing a game of lightning on the school soccer field. It was my turn. I got the ball and dribbled it close enough where I could shoot. I thought to myself, you got this, you're ready. There I was. I got the ball in the middle of my foot. My foot brushed it through the grass, moving it with the ball. I looked up. I couldn't feel the ball anymore. I looked at the ball in the green grass, moving fast. I said quietly, come on, come on, come on. The goalie got his hands ready. He fell to the ground. His stomach slapped against it. His hands barely touched the ball, but he managed to save it from going into the goal. I could hear cheering, but barely. Yay, woo! I glanced at the goalie, the dirty black and white ball in his hands, with a big grin on his face. I turned around, but before I could take a step, the goalie came up to me. While I thought he was going to say something nice, he grabbed my shoulder and said, I knew you couldn't do it, you're a girl. Once he said that, something triggered in my mind. I knew it wasn't true, but how would I say it to him? Then I finally opened my mouth and said it. It doesn't matter if I'm a girl or a boy, I can still play. The expression on my face and on his face were extremely different. My face expression was angry and his was surprised. All you could hear between us was silence. But all of a sudden, the silence broke with my voice. I'm going to keep playing and nobody can say I can't just because I'm a girl. I turned around. No one was looking except for my friends. The goalie smirked at me in a cold, mean way. I walked a few steps, almost to the end of the line, to give it another shot. I hope in the future that I'll have good comments towards me and not disrespectful comments just because I'm a girl. And as I move on in life, I'll continue thinking that when people say that, it is not true. This is not the only time women's rights have mattered in my life. For example, at an art show when it was all men's art, and at camp in line for the tire swing when they excluded me for being a girl. I believe in women's rights because we matter. This is important because women should always be equal to men, and I hope that after you read this story, it will encourage you to treat people equally.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.